We'll begin with one of the prayer models in the Bible, and some of you know several of them. One is, of course, the model prayer of Jesus. We have also in the book of Daniel. And the one I'm looking at is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It is, you don't have to dig, but it's right there. It's actually obvious. I read it so many times and I missed it. But it is coming out now. So there are three, I would say four steps in this model. And this one actually comes with immediate result. And that's very attractive to each one of us. But let's begin. Open your Bibles to the 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I'll begin with verse 1. Now it came about after this that the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, together with some of the Meunites, which are the Edomites actually, came to make war against Jehoshaphat. Now, some of you may know, some may not, but who are the sons of Moab and Ammon? If you don't know, the sons of Moab are the children of the oldest daughter of Lot that she got by sleeping with her father. And the sons of Ammon are the children of the youngest daughter through her father. And of course, the Meunites, Edomites, they are the descendants of Esau. As we could see, it is a family. All of them are related, and they are getting together to fight against the Judah in Jerusalem, the descendants of Jacob. As you could see, anyone that will be standing for God, I could see this is like within the family of God, there is a conflict. One that will be standing for the truth will be attacked by the rest of them. Then some came and reported to Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, out of Aram, and behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Gedi. Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judea. So Judah gathered together to seek help from the Lord. They even came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. So here's the first step in this prayer. Before I actually begin to pray, what preceding the prayer is the repentance, seeking the Lord. And not just a single individual, we could see the whole house of Judah is seeking the Lord unitedly. This is, I would say, probably we could call corporate repentance. And by the way, if you study deeper Daniel and the prayer of Daniel and prayer of Jesus, you could find that that point there as well. You could dig it out. Now, the model of prayer for us today. Number one is turning to the Lord. Turning away from our sins and turning to the Lord. And fast is proclaimed even, searching of the soul. Verse 5. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And now the step of in this model of prayer. Verse 6 and 7. And he said, O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not in heavens? And are you not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one can stand against you. Did you not, O God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? Here's the other step. This is actually, first step actually, we could call repentance, coming to the Lord, seeking the Lord. The second step is recognition, recognizing God as God in heaven and on the earth, therefore having all power. He is God, there is no other. Recognition of God as God who is in heaven and the earth. Then verse 8, they have lived in it. And by the way, in this step that we just read, recognizing God as a God in heaven and on earth, we're also recognizing that He has all the power. Still in verse 7, let's repeat it. Did you not, O God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? They have lived in it and have built you a sanctuary. Therefore your name, saying, should evil come upon us, the sword or judgment or pestilence or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our distress, and you will hear and deliver us. Is the next step. Jehoshaphat claimed all the power of God as his own by claiming God as his own God. The previous step, he recognized God as God of heaven and earth, therefore having all power. And next step, he claimed all this power as his own by claiming God as his own God. And now, verse 10. Now behold, the sons of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you did not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. They turned aside from them and did not destroy them. You remember the story in the Old Testament that when they were coming to the promised land, God forbid them to conquer the lands of Ammon and Moab and Edomites. Then verse 12. See how they are rewarding us by coming to drive us from your possession, which you have given us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Wow. His next step, the final step. Jehoshaphat, he was ready to make known his need and make his request with full assurance of faith. Everyone who prays must first think, contemplate God before thinking of himself and his own needs. We should first become lost in contemplation of God's greatness and his kindness. Then it is not difficult to believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That is Psalm 9, verse 10. So let me go over again. Of course, first is seeking the Lord diligently and searching our hearts fast and repentance. That's the foundation. And then, number one, we recognize God as God in heaven and the earth. Therefore, having all power. Number two, we claim all his power as our own by claiming God as our own God. Then we can make known our needs and requests with full confidence of faith. You see, when we pray, we must first again think of God, of his goodness, of his commitment to us, before thinking of ourselves and our own needs. As I mentioned, that we first need to, as we contemplate, we need to be lost in the goodness of God and his greatness and his kindness to us. And it will not be difficult to believe that God will grant us his request. Now, the result is following. As Jehoshaphat claimed his power, power does not come along without the powerful one. God never gives the power without his own presence. So, verse 13, all Judah was standing before the Lord with their infants, their wives, and their children. Then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph. Then he said, listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Oh, I hope you're hearing it. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of this, and you will find them at the end of the valley in front of the wilderness of Jeriel. You need not to fight in this battle. Station yourself. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out to face them, for the Lord is with you. Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
In Psalm 51, 17, we find this. Psalm 51, 17. Let me open it for you. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. So, that's the step number one. And God is basically saying, because you believe that I am, you recognize that I am a supreme God. You recognize me above you. Because you claim my power by faith and believe that I can do it, we just read verses 14 through 18. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. Your eyes will see it. I'm paraphrasing basically what we read in 14, 18 verses. This is the righteousness by faith message. It's right here, packed in it. Besides the model of God is speaking to him and people through the prophet. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. Your eyes will see. Verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. The Levites, whom the sons of Kohathites and the sons of the Korathites stood from the sons of, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. Then they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed." Again, put your trust in the Lord your God. What does it mean for us today? Believing God, trusting God is the same thing. Believing God simply means believing what he said already, what is written. So, Jehoshaphat is calling people to this righteousness by faith, to what he believed and to what God said to the prophet. And then we read the following. The end of the story is, of course, God never lies. He did what he is good at. When he had consulted with people, he appointed those who sent to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire as they went out before the army and said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his kindness is loving kindness is everlasting." When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were routed. For the sons of Ammon and Moab rose. Somebody has a phone that is not muted yet. Please push the button to mute so we will not hear all the noises there on the background. For the sons of Ammon and Moab rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, destroying them completely. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Wow. So, in this prayer model, we could see a complete restoration of God's people. First, spiritual, and then physical deliverance also. It is a much deeper subject here. But again, I will remind you what you could glean from verse 22. This is the principle here. When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon and Mount Seir. It is the believer's privilege to claim victory before the battle even begins, because God inhabits the praises of his children and is releasing the power stronger than the power of the enemy to bring down his strongholds in your life and the lives of your loved ones. So, it is a righteousness by faith message, my friends. And four steps. First is what we as a movement must do, and as a body, big or small body of believers, we must come united to God, searching our hearts in repentance. Then the next step, we recognize God as God of heaven and earth, and therefore having all power. Then the next step, we can claim all this power as our own by claiming our God as our own God. Then we are ready to make known our need or request with a full assurance of faith. And everyone who prays must first contemplate God before thinking of himself and his own needs. We should first become lost in the contemplation of God's greatness and his kindness toward us. then it is not going to be difficult to believe that God is a rewarder of those who seek Him diligently. I thought to share with you this model of prayer that just jumped at me, and I hope you could listen it again when Allison will send you the copy. I think it was recorded, and then we could kind of instill this in our minds, those steps of prayer. And in this case, as the Bible had shown to us, you know, as we read about God's ways, what is God's way? When you read in the sanctuary that your ways, O God, is in the sanctuary. The way simply means His habits, His ways of doing and reacting, responding. This is His being. And in this example, I could see how God actually acts when people are praying and what He would expect from us. We expect, yeah, expect repentance, but also the faith, just as Jehoshaphat did. And we have the choice as well. And I believe we will see the result. God is a real God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Well, may God bless us as we utilize this model of prayer in our lives. So, now we will move into the